Namandavutsu 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 namandavutsu.
Begin this morning by reading one of Shindan Shonin's Wasan hymns. This is a hymn that we actually chanted this morning, Michael and Richard and I. I've been chanting these Wasan in a kind of cycle, and this morning Michael and Richard very kindly joined me for the chanting. So it's a very moving Wasan, and I thought as I was chanting it that I wanted to share it with all of you this morning. So I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho in the It is a great torch in the long night of ignorance. Do not sorrow that your eyes of wisdom are dark. It is a ship on the vast ocean of birth and death. Do not grieve that your obstructions of karmic evil are heavy. Thank you all for joining us this morning. I hope you're having a good morning. I, as I've been doing for the last few weeks, dropped my son off at kindergarten on my way over here. He started kindergarten just a few weeks ago, so he's now into the rhythm. We're in the rhythm of getting up a little bit earlier than we had been. He has to be there by 8:10, and so we've been getting up early and bringing him. I've been dropping him off on my way over here to the temple, and after one of his first nights of school, they had a kind of parent-teacher session, and his teacher emphasized something I thought was very important, very meaningful, and to me, a very kind of Buddhist attitude that she has. She's very Buddhist in many ways. I just think she's wonderful. But one of the things she said was, be sure to have a calm morning. Start with a calm morning. まあ、息子が、キンダーガーデン、幼稚園始まったんですけど、その先生が、朝が落ち着いて穏やかな朝がいいですよと言いましたね。So she said to have a calm morning. She said it really affects their whole day. Their whole day, if they're kind of rushed, and you know, if maybe one of their parents was sort of impatient with them, you know, I have to spend a lot of time reassuring them and comforting them throughout the morning because it kind of stays with them. して子供が朝に親に怒られたら、もうずっとそれが不安になるそうです。それは子供に安心させるために先生が一生懸命しないといけないそうですね。And I thought this is really I think a very Buddhist perspective because we're encouraged to begin the morning at the obutsudan if we have an obutsudan or with some kind of reflection. Our custom is to perhaps first thing in the morning, perhaps we chant Shoshinge, chant Juseige. In our house, we always chant Sambutsuge. I drag my kids out of bed. I bring them into the family room. We sit in front of the obutsudan. I sit in front of the obutsudan. Ryoma lies on the couch and rolls around. And Shoma's running laps around me with his toy. Sometimes he'll sit on my lap. This morning he grabbed his toy truck and sat on my lap. But so we always begin with this custom of chanting. I think perhaps many of you have similar customs at home, even if it's just to bring some obupan from the kitchen, set it in front of the obutsudan. But this way of kind of setting the tone for the day. まあ朝のお参りがこの一日今からのまあこう雰囲気を作るんですね。一日の雰囲気を。作ることがあるんですね。And I think we find that the things that we do throughout the day, they really have a kind of lasting effect on us, a lasting effect. Things remain in our minds, things remain in our environment. まあ、一日行うことが、それが残りがあるんですね。 これがありますね。I've been, the last couple services, I've been talking about the glitter that's all over the temple. We had a wedding here on Saturday. And as with wedding, you know, there's lots of glitter and fancy things. And so if you look closely, we've done a pretty good job now of running the vacuum cleaner and so forth. But you might still see little pieces of glitter on the floor. And this morning as we were sweeping out the front steps, opening up for our service here, I found myself sweeping up little pieces of glitter that were remaining. And I was reminded how, you know, things remain in our environment, but also remain in our minds. If we have a good experience, that kind of sticks with us, right? We have this sort of warm feeling. If we have a bad experience, that kind of sticks with us too, right? We wake up, we have an argument or something, and it kind of sticks with us. Certainly that happens to me if I, you know, have a kind of, you know, a disagreement with somebody in my household in the morning when I'm coming into the temple. It kind of stays with me for a few hours. And I find that this is particularly true for me of movies. I rarely get to watch movies anymore, but when I watch a movie, it sort of like sticks in my mind and it's playing back over the next few days. I got to watch a movie for the first time in quite some time. A couple weeks ago, we had our Dharma school. Before the Dharma school year starts up, we have a movie night here at the temple. We watched the movie Zootopia. Have any of you seen this movie, Zootopia? It's an animated movie about this utopian world made up of animals. So it's all these animals, the predator and prey, are living in harmony. And just to sort of briefly summarize the key plot tension, the predators in the environment are starting to go crazy and attack other animals. So people are very worried about, you know, the other animals like the sheep and the rabbits and so forth are afraid now of the foxes and the bears and all these other animals that are traditional predators. And so it has a kind of level of social commentary, but there are these really frightening scenes where the animals are like, the predators are like attacking. And when we watched it with my kids, they were so scared that they would like pull a blanket over their head. And the younger one said, I want to go home. And they're like, okay, let's go. I said, no, I want to stay. But, you know, so it was kind of frightening. And, you know, I have to admit that after watching this movie, I had nightmares for 2 nights in a row. I very rarely get nightmares, but if I watch a scary movie, even as an adult, I have bad dreams. Or a movie that's kind of violent, I have bad dreams. So I generally kind of try to avoid those sorts of movies. で、私、ちょっと怖い映画、ちょっととか、まあ、暴力がある映画見たら、私、悪夢を見るんですよ。で、この間も、この子供の映画を見ても、そういうことがあったんですね。And it remains, you know, remains in my mind. And as I was thinking about that, I was thinking about how, you know, our daily lives even affect our sleep. And I was reminded of when I went for my tokudo training in Japan, the rules were very strict. It was 1 week with no cell phones, no television, and the only books we were allowed to bring in were like the chanting books and like the collected works of Shinran, the writings, the Buddhist books. And they had some Buddhist books there that you could read. We were only allowed to read Buddhist books and no TV, no access to the outside world. No idea what was going on. And it was very interesting because I don't think I've slept as well before or since. You know, part of it was you're busy from morning to night and worn out. But, you know, even in my mind when I was sleeping, I was chanting Shoshinge in my mind. You know, the sutra chanting, all of that, that was all that was there in my mind. And so it was this nice little escape from the world. 私、tokudo の、まあ、あの、研修、修来と言うんですけど、研修をいた時はテレビも、携帯電話も、あの、普通の本も禁止して、ただお正行、仏教の本だけを読む。そして、まあ、朝から晩まで、こういう仏教の話を聞いて、お経の務めをして。で、寝るときは不思議に、こういう、今日、お経が頭の中に流れてるんですね。不思議に。そういう印象があるんですね。So if we can, you know, create these pure environments, it's very nice. And we have these pure experiences, we get this nice calm, pure mind. But the reality of our lives is that we have to go out into the world, right? We live in the world in the Nembutsu, the Jodo Shinshu tradition. We live with our families. We go to the movies. We watch the news. We watch TV. This is Buddhism for people who have to live in this world of confusion。まあ、浄土真宗の仏教はこのシャバ世界から離れるんじゃなくてシャバの中に暮らすんですね。映画を見たりテレビを見たりニュースを聞いたりいろいろなことが入ってくるんですね。 And so we find that even though we endeavor to live these calm, peaceful lives, that we have these moments of confusion. And Shinran, he encourages us and he says that this Nembutsu teaching is a torch in the long night of ignorance. Do not sorrow that your eyes of wisdom are dark. Like, don't beat yourself up about these, the fact that you don't always see things clearly. He says it's a ship in the vast ocean of birth and death. Do not grieve that your obstructions of karmic evil are heavy. It's like, this is your life. You live in the midst of it. And so even though we're not able to be pure ourselves, we have this purity of the Buddha's wisdom working to us, working, coming to us at all times in the Nembutsu. して私たちがこの清らかな心を保つのはなかなか難しいですね。その中でこの念仏があって、私たちが生死を渡すような、その生死の大会を渡れるような大きな船であるというのはお念仏ですね。私が清らかじゃなくても、仏様の清らかなことが常に私に働きかけることがあるんですね。And Shinran says, when we live this way in the Nembutsu, in the midst of all this confusion, that we come to prefer the flavor of the Buddha's primal vow over the wine of ignorance, greed, anger, and ignorance. して Shinran 上人は、この迷いの毒をよりよ、この本願の薬を好むようになると書くんですね。So we find that our natural tastes, our preferences, begin to drift more towards the calm and peaceful life. And in that way, our lives are transformed, not through our own efforts so much, but by our opening up and receiving this compassion of the Buddha. して人生が展開するのを、私が一生懸命清らかにしようというのよりは、心を広く開いて、して信心をいただくようになるという心ですね。So I continue to endeavor every day to have a calm morning for my son and for myself. But even on those days when I wake up late and I'm in a rush, I realize that, well, okay, this is my life right now. And we can, in the midst of this confusion and frustration, find some peace of mind, turning our hearts to the Buddha, receiving these calming words, Namo Amida Butsu. して、まあ、たまに心が荒れることが、それがしょうがなく、その時に仏様の方に心を展開してお念仏をいただく時の仏様の大いなる穏やかな心をいただくことができます。So I'll conclude by once again reading these words of 親鸞上人。して最後に親鸞上人の言葉をもう一度いただきたいと思います。合唱をお願いします。Please join me in 合唱。
It is a great torch in the long night of ignorance.Do not sorrow that your eyes of wisdom are dark. It is a ship on the vast ocean of birth and death. Do not grieve that your obstructions of karmic evil are heavy.
Mumyo joya no toko nari, chigen kurashi to kanashimu na. Shōji taikai no senbatsu nari, zaisho o moshito.投げかざれ と
生んだ仏。